wasn't bizarre. It was stupid and wrong. I mean, it was just that was just wrong.
I would agree.
Golly.
I would agree.
And if you see it, what happens is two officials converge. Both of them look down. One of them raises his hand as a touchdown, and the other one looks at him and goes, well, you couldn't hear what he said, but, huh? Do what? Anyway.
All that was missing was the soundtrack from a cartoon. No.
Anyway, that's, if that doesn't get the regular officials back, I don't know what will. And,
well, Matt Schaub lost part of his ear for the Houston Texans over the weekend.
That's what I heard.
Yuck.
Yeah.
On a blow to the head that wasn't called.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
It was nasty.
Well, so
Von Miller hit him the first time, and the next play he got a clock cleaned by another player.
So, I mean, did they find...
Are they playing rugby or football?
Yeah.
Did they find the piece of ear, or do we know?
I think it's just gone forever.
Wow.
It's
okay.
It's compost.
Vaporized, so yeah. To speak. Yeah. So now, we had the story this morning. Kat had the story this morning about.
Well, at least they can grow ears on rats' backs.
Well, they can. Yes, that's true.
If he really
remember seeing the picture of that.
Wants his own ear.
I don't know that Matt cares that much, to be honest with you. But you know,
he got enough money though. He can just buy him a new ear.
He could buy a new ear. Wouldn't matter. He could do anything he wanted with that.
So, story for Kat.
Yeah, well, she did the story this morning about, and you know, it's common sense that when you leave your car, you shouldn't leave anything on the seat that would be an advertisement for people to get in there.
Correct.
And sometimes people will bust your windows out even if you don't have anything.
They will. But Officer Agnew also mentioned that they're just crimes of opportunity where people come in and they just try the door handle, right?
I've been in Waco sitting with a friend talking in her car, and it was night. She had, like, dropped me off, but I hadn't gotten out of the car yet. And we were just sitting there talking, and some man came up and grabbed our door like he thought it was a car with nobody in it. And we were like, what are you doing?
That's a little...
It was kind of creepy.
Where you must have been sitting in a really dark place for
yeah,
that
it was
to
pretty,
happen.
It, well, it was dark. Yeah. It was just a neighborhood, and it was dark.
Learned to not do that again, did you? A passerby who told investigators that he wanted to take something, very nice, from an idling car, spotted in a ditch in Houston, instead found the body of a man in the trunk. Did you hear about this?
Oh,
no!
My gosh.
Okay.
No.
The guy had been shot. There was a bag of pills found stuffed inside his pants. The passerby was driving on the road with his wife and his four-month-old when he spotted this gold four-door car nose down in the ditch. The car was running. The windshield wipers were on. Nobody was inside it. The passerby told investigators he looked through the window for something he could take. That's what he told him. I just looked in there to see if I could steal something.
So how did he end up looking in the trunk, finding the body?
He was trying to find more stuff to take.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Way to kick somebody when they're down.
Imagine that. He's pretty well down. Imagine that conversation with your wife. Of course, the four-month-old can't understand what you're saying, but gosh, what an example. Gosh, there's a car in the ditch. Let's pull over and let me see if I can find something to steal.
Of course, unless she was the one saying, you know, you don't make enough money.
It
get
could
on
be
down
that.
There and check
could
out that gold car.
Listen to Kat throwing the females under the bus.
I'm just saying. You got to be fair.
Anyway, so here's what happens is here's the car in the ditch, okay? Windshield wipers going. Nobody inside. He says he looks to see if he can take something. Then he grabbed the keys from the ignition to look for the stereo speakers that were in the trunk.
Oh, my God.
That way he could remove them. Oh, instead, my gosh, by golly.
He get his fingers all over a crime scene.
That's right. He found a body with pills stuffed in the pocket.
How long ago was that?
Well, that was, I don't know, I guess in the last 48 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
So there you go. All right, with port costs rising, Great Britain facing a real problem over there. They got a real problem over there. And I mention it there because it may start there and spread worldwide, but Great Britain is now facing a bacon and sausage shortage.
No.
As farmers cut back on their herd size, the problem may soon be global, and that would be sad.
Of course, what makes breakfast in bed so special is you're lying down and eating bacon. The most beautiful thing on earth.
Yeah.
Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut the Third.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. Just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce.
Right.
That's it.
Like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! Not many ways to prepare bacon. You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? I found it! I found the source of all bacon! That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate.
Yeah.
What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited.
Jim Gaffigan on
I love
bacon.
Jim Gaffigan.
He is the greatest. But, I mean, the problem may soon be global. In a recent press release, the UK's National Pig Association. That's what they're called, okay? The National Pig Association.
I'm part of the NPA.
That's it. Warning that the world shortage of pork and bacon next year is now unavoidable. So, we're not giving you investment advice, but pork bellies is,
I'm going to start hoarding bacon.
That becomes bacon. You know, that's what pork bellies is all about, is bacon.
I'm going to build a smoking shack out behind my apartment.
Could do that. You know, that'd work out.
Unless
just
hobo
fine.
Ends up taking up residence in there.
Yeah, the hobo. Hello.
Doesn't England have the gentleman who had his tongue insured because he tasted bacon? It's a very sad thing.
Oh, I don't know.
They had a guy that insured his tongue, but it wasn't for bacon, it was for ice cream.
Why? Because he
was one of the, like, an official tester, and like he's got a golden spoon and the whole nine yards.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't get out a lot.
I was gonna say I mean, do you want
there's
that?
There's two of us, Kevin.
But do you want that for ice cream? I mean, I'm not sure. If you were like an ultimate tester, what would you want to be testing? And I guess ice cream is
bacon.
Be all right.
I'd want to taste bacon.
Well, but bacon, see, now, and I don't know.
Yeah, but would you want to ruin your love for bacon forever?
I would not stop loving bacon.
Here's my argument. Here's my problem is they've started messing with bacon. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, putting it in all kinds of weird stuff.
Well, or just making flavored bacon. Now, the peppered bacon is kind of okay, but, you say they've got, like, jalapeno bacon and...
They have jalapeno bacon.
I've seen that. I'm going, why would you take something really good and mess it up? But
although a cheese filled jalapeno wrapped in crispy bacon,
it's just like eating
the smell of friends and neighbors at a bonfire on a crisp autumn evening.
She's barbecuing her friends
now. Oh my God!
Welcome to ABC Home and Commercial.